Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Killian, alongside Tim Estes and Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services. They are investor coaches and certified financial planners. Joining me here on the program today is Bree, and of course, the team services us here in the Metroplex from their office in Fort Worth. You can find them online at estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Bree, welcome. How are you today?
Hey, Mark. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I hope you're feeling better. I know that we've talked a little bit here and there, and you've been a little under the weather, so I hope that you're doing better now.
Well, we had the great flu of 2017, 2018 at my house again. So baby has the flu. I have the flu. My mother has the flu. We're trying to survive it.
Well, I'm glad you're surviving, that's for sure. And I tell you what, this weather has been, it's been a crazy season, really, hasn't it? The last couple of months.
It has. Yeah. It really, really has. And you know what? It's just, from what I understand, this flu season, this cold season is supposed to be kind of the worst in a really long time, and my family is just proof of that.
Well, there you go. Well, hopefully you guys will hang in there and get better soon, and we certainly hope for that. But I tell you what, let's talk about a little story time here, if you will. We'll give you a chance to kind of ease into this since you're just on the mend, if you will, and we'll talk about maybe a situation where you helped a widowed spouse. I know we were talking about that prior to the podcast today, and you mentioned a really good story that you wanted to share with us. So why don't you talk to us about that?
Well, actually, my first client when I got in the industry was a widowed spouse.
Okay.
She came to our office and needed help, and I was the junior broker at the office. So they pointed her in my direction, and it was, I'll never forget it. It was an eye-opening experience both for her and for me. I had grown up around a lot of strong, independent women, some more so than others, but it really brought to my eyes how important financial planning is for both spouses, because so much of the time you see just maybe one spouse taking the dominant role, and
sure,
and usually it's the man, it's the husband. And this lady back, you know, decades ago didn't even understand how to write out a check.
Oh, poor thing.
I know. And I had to explain that, you know, there were so many checks in a checkbook, and just because she had checks does not necessarily mean she had cash.
Right.
It doesn't work the way cash works. And I had to, you know, I sat her down and I taught her, we went through a budget. I explained how to write a check and how to balance a checkbook, which is kind of a lost art nowadays. Not many people actually fill out their check register.
No, that's true.
But we walked through that, and then we had the bigger conversations of, you know, did she want to keep her house? It was big and everything reminded her of him. And did she want to, you know, sell her home? And if she sold her home, did she want to buy another home? Did she want to rent? The same with his vehicle. Which car did she want to keep? And so there's a lot of financial stuff we worked through. But I'd say the part that impacted me the most was the emotional part.
Yeah.
You know, my heart was broken for her. And it just showed me how important financial advisors and financial coaches are in this industry. Because there's so much that you go through, unfortunately, when you lose someone you love or you care about. I mean, we're still reeling from Tim's father's death, my grandfather, a couple of years ago. And it's so hard to make sound financial decisions when your heart is broken.
You know, and I imagine it's compounded in this situation that you're talking about, obviously, when the widow didn't really know a lot about financial things in general, and even maybe not to that extreme, but I know that you see that a lot, is people will come in and one party in the relationship passes on and the other party is behind the eight ball because they maybe weren't involved with the planning. And it's so important that you were working through this as a team nowadays.
Well, and she brought in, that's the other part of it, she brought in a shoebox,
okay,
full of every financial piece of paper she could find. And she didn't even know what bank accounts they had.
Right, yeah.
You know, she had old stock certificates for companies that were no longer existed, I mean, either through mergers or just disappeared. It was a challenge. It definitely, I know that the office thought, oh, give it to the young kid, it'll be easy for her, and really was probably one of the most emotionally and mentally challenging relationships I've ever had. And she is still a client to this day, and I love her dearly. But my heart just broke. And it's so, you're in such a vulnerable place, or she was, and to make these decisions, she really needed a financial coach or and a financial planner to sit down with her and take her through all of the avenues and all the decisions to make, because it's really, really easy to maybe make a misstep, especially when situations are emotionally charged.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why when Tim and I now, when we work with a family here at Estes Financial or a couple, both spouses need to come to meetings. We pretty much request it at all times, because we want both spouses to be informed about what's going on, who to call if there's a problem, and so that they understand their overall financial picture. Because Tim and I both had this type of experience in our careers, and it's so necessary. I understand that financial planning may not be everybody's like favorite thing to do on a Wednesday afternoon, but surprisingly, the spouses that we were told, oh, my spouse doesn't like this, my spouse isn't going to enjoy this, are usually the ones that love when we go through the financial planning software and in the end become my favorites to work with. So, but it's just, it's so, so important. It's really important to take the time, especially after a death, to stop, to regroup, to not make any major, major decisions, and to bring in somebody. And that's part of the reason being CFP, Certified Financial Planners, is so important to Tim and I, because we can objectively sit down and financially coach someone through big decisions like that.
Well, you're listening to the Financial Flight Plan Podcast. Joining me on the program today is Bree Reyes from Estes Financial Services. 817-444-8402 is the number to call. If you have questions, if you're concerned, maybe you know someone who might be in a similar situation where they've lost someone and they're just not sure where to turn with the financial situation. That's what we're talking about here on the podcast, is sometimes, unfortunately, one spouse passes and the other one just isn't really up to snuff when it comes to knowing all the ins and outs. Bree, I know you were talking about this lady that you helped and she was so far behind. Where do you even start with someone in that situation? Is it just more of a gathering, an informational gathering process where you just try to pull all that stuff together?
It is. It's a conversation. When we have someone come in that has just had a loss, like in that instance, I encouraged her to bring everything she could find.
Right, the shoebox, right?
The shoebox, because knowing the difference between a stock or a bond, sometimes some people know, some people don't. Some people don't know what a stock certificate is, or you know what this thing is. Find someone you can trust, bring it all in, let them lay it all out for you, and then go through it together. And make sure it's someone you trust. Do a little due diligence. Ask for referral or references when you're interviewing someone. And make sure it's a good relationship for you, because when you are going through something like that, it's incredibly emotional, and it's emotional time, and you want to make sure you're aligning yourself with somebody you enjoy working with, and you're not just jumping at the first person because they were recommended by, you know, your bank or whatever. Make sure your spouse used to work with them. Make sure you're comfortable.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point to make as well, because it's a relationship anyway, so you do want to make sure that you're comfortable. And you touched on something earlier when you said it's such an emotional time. We know that. But there's sometimes, I guess there's situations where things are different, but a lot of times there's no real rush to make any major decisions when you've lost a spouse as well. You can take some time to work through the process with your, you know, with your investor coach like yourselves, a certified financial planner. You know, take that time, work through the process so that you aren't making an emotionally charged decision, correct?
Exactly, exactly. And then, you know, the biggest thing, and the thing that I worked with her on, the shoebox full of investments, that was also a budget. She hadn't been in charge of the budget of the household. And there were a little more expenses that first year because of some of the emotional stuff. Sometimes when you're going through an emotional phase, you tend to spend a little bit more. And so we needed to budget for that. And Tim and I, this is what we do. So we understand. We understand the investor coaching side of it. And we also are really happy to refer to emotional coaches as well. You know, if you need to talk to somebody, let us know. We have names that we can recommend for you, because we understand it's difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the Financial Flight Plan with Bree Reyes here on the program today. We've been talking about, you know, helping a widowed spouse or when someone loses, you know, their partner in life. Really, honestly, having a coach on your side, having a team like Tim and Bree there to help you get through not only the emotional part, as she just mentioned, but also the financial part. Such a great resource here in the Metroplex. If you find yourself in that situation or you know someone and you really would like to, you know, do that referral, send them Tim and Bree's way to help them through this time and just sit down and have that conversation. Let them know they can find them online at EstesFinancial.net, Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, or just give them a call at 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Bree, thanks for being on the podcast again this week. I always appreciate your time, and I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thanks, Mark, and everybody else. Go out and lead an abundant life.